The Healing Invocation. Hi, I'm Benjamin Bernstein, author of Instant Divine Assistance, your complete guide to fast and easy spiritual awakening, healing, and more. This is one of the bonus recordings mentioned in the book, which anyone is welcome to access for free at instantdivineassistance.com. In this recording, I'll guide you through the Healing Invocation. This recording is like the training wheels on a bicycle. Once you get the hang of this invocation, you'll no longer need this recording. It's best to do this with your eyes closed. This is because your brain devotes most of its energy to visual processing. Having your eyes open would distract most of your attention. Feel free to pause this recording if you need more time for any part of your process. I'll be mentioning the great onion of consciousness in this recording. Rather than explain it here, I'll assume you already know what it is from my book. Let's do the healing invocation now. If possible, do this when you're in embodied awakening. Invoke embodied awakening first if needed. This speeds up the healing process and you'll probably save time overall. If you don't already know the embodied awakening invocation, there's another free recording at instantdivineassistance.com that will teach you how to do it. Or you can read about it in chapter 2 of my book. There may be times when you can't get into embodied awakening before you do the healing invocation. If so, no worries. Just do the healing invocation on its own. For starters, notice anything that does not feel wonderful. It could be physical, emotional, or both. You'll use this as your focus. What if you can't find a physical or emotional challenge? You can do a variation of the healing invocation. To do this, deliberately bring up a past trauma. This needs to be something painful from your past. Remembering it needs to bring up challenging feelings. You can do this safely because your higher self always makes sure you'll never get overwhelmed when doing any of my invocations. If you're recalling a past trauma, visualize it happening right now. Imagine it as vividly as you can. At this point, you'll be at the same stage in the healing invocation process as if something was already bothering you. From here forward, it doesn't matter whether something was already disturbing you or if you called up a past trauma. The instructions are the same either way. You should now feel challenging energy in your body. Even emotional challenge will have a physical location. Notice where it's strongest. Sometimes the challenging feeling has a central point where it's strongest. If so, put your attention on this point. Sometimes the challenging feeling is more broadly and evenly distributed. In that case, put your attention on all of it at once. Next, give this challenging feeling a number. Use a 0 to 10 intensity scale. 10 is as strong as it could possibly be. 0 is no challenge at all. What number is it right now? Don't concern yourself with what the challenge is or why it's happening. Don't get into a story about it. Mental activity will not help you when doing this invocation. It will only interfere. Once the healing invocation has run its course, you can think to your mind's content. But while you're in the process, ignore all thoughts. For our purposes, all thoughts are distractions. Focus on what you feel. The same goes for images. It's common for thoughts and images to swirl around while you're doing the healing invocation. That's fine. Let them swirl. Just don't focus on them. Put your attention on what you're feeling. Keep coming back to pure sensation if you get distracted. We all get distracted, and there's nothing wrong with it. But the healing invocation will work best if you just keep returning attention to what you feel. So, here you are, feeling that challenging sensation. You've given it an intensity number from 0 to 10. Now, it's time to call your higher self to take care of this. Say the following 7 words out loud if you can, silently if you must. Please repeat after me now. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Rest your attention on the challenging sensation. Focus on the central point of intensity if it has one, or more broadly if it doesn't. Let the thoughts and images swirl, but keep returning your attention to pure sensation. Now play the minimum effort game. Drop to 0 effort. Just be for a moment. You'll probably lose at least some awareness of the discomfort. Now, gradually add teeny tiny bits of effort to help you regain full awareness of the discomfort. Keep adding micro increments of effort until adding effort gives you no extra awareness of it. Now, fine-tune your effort level. Reduce it until you start to lose awareness of the challenging sensation. Then, gradually increase your effort until it's a bit more than you need. Go back and forth like this a time or two until you feel the sweet spot. This is where you're using barely enough effort to feel the challenging sensation completely. Now just relax into that level. As you rest your attention on simple somatic awareness, right where the challenge is, you shine a spotlight there. It's like saying to your higher self, "This is where I need healing." You simply hold awareness there while your higher self takes care of everything. Your healing may happen rapidly or may take a while. Either way, you can be sure your higher self is working as fast as it can. It always does. Your higher self will clear or transmute the challenging energy as quickly as it can without overwhelming you. In most cases, your higher self will flush heavy energy from your body. The most common exit routes are through your hands and feet. It's helpful to have your body positioned so that the heavy energy can exit most easily. If your legs are extended, it's best not to cross your ankles, although crossed ankles are fine if you're sitting Indian style. I also recommend you don't cross your arms, clasp your hands, or use mudras or other hand positions that stop energy from exiting your hands. If you're laying down, consider having your hands by your sides instead of on your body. None of these suggestions is mandatory, but they'll make it easier for heavy energy to leave your body. Let this heavy energy flow into Mother Earth. It may sound strange, but she's delighted to receive your heavy energy. So release it to Mother Earth without hesitation. You could even think of it as a sacred offering. Other things might also happen to this heavy energy. It might radiate out in concentric circles. Sometimes it stays and transmutes from dark to light. In this case, the transformed energy stays to empower you. Here's a wonderful thing about the healing invocation. Your human self does not have to decide what happens. Everything runs on autopilot. Your ego's only job is to hold awareness on the challenging sensation. If your mind wanders, simply refocus. Sometimes the point of discomfort stays in the same place, but sometimes it moves around. If so, track it like a hound dog. Stay with it until it fades away or completely leaves your energy field. Sometimes, when doing the healing invocation, you'll feel challenging energy getting strong somewhere else in your body. If so, it's okay to shift your attention there. Hold your attention wherever the challenging energy is strongest. It's helpful to note the intensity number, 0 through 10, of the point you're shifting to. This lets you consciously track your healing process. Holding attention on one point at a time is best for most people, but some people can hold attention on two or more points. If this is easy for you and speeds up the healing process, feel free to hold attention on multiple points of challenging energy. After a while, something nice starts to happen. For the most part, you'll still feel challenged, but you'll start noticing a pleasant feeling around the edges of your energy field. The challenging energy will gradually decrease while the pleasant energy blossoms. Eventually, the pleasure will outweigh the challenge. Most people who let a healing round run its full course end up with no discomfort and lots of euphoria. At this point, your physical body may feel more like energy than solid matter. Mystics and physicists know the universe is really made of energy. Solid matter is an illusion. Now you get to experience this firsthand. You'll have this experience because the healing invocation shifts your perception. It has peeled a layer of the great onion of consciousness, and this has taken you a step deeper into spiritual awakening. Are you experiencing a pleasant feeling and don't feel any more heavy energy being processed? Then that healing round is complete. Chances are that your discomfort is gone or significantly decreased. If the challenge is completely gone, go on about your business. If some discomfort remains and you have a bit more time, it's best to do another healing round. Additional rounds usually go much faster than the first one. Did you do the version of the healing invocation where you deliberately called up a past trauma? If so, it's always good to check your work at the end. To do this, once again recall the trauma you chose to work with. Remember it as vividly as you can. Now, note your emotional response, rated on the 0 to 10 intensity scale. I have frequently worked with clients who initially felt the trauma they chose as a 9 or 10 when they started this process. But after they did one healing invocation round and checked their work, it had usually dropped to 0. If they reported it as a 1 or 2 after the first round, it usually dropped to 0 after the second round. Does checking your work and getting a 0 absolutely guarantee you've cleared every last trace of that trauma? Not necessarily. You cannot know what's buried in your unconscious mind. There might be another layer of that trauma waiting to come up for healing once you've cleared the part you know about. If so, no worries. It will be no match for the healing invocation. I've seen the healing invocation work lots of miracles, but they are not guaranteed. This is because some things can heal and some cannot. Of course, you should not meekly accept every difficulty as a permanent condition. It's always worth trying the healing invocation to see if it can clear a particular challenge. That's all for this recording. Thank you for letting me guide you, and I hope you found it helpful. As a reminder, you can access this and other bonus content from my book at instantdivineassistance.com.